Pleasant weather conditions will occur across a big part of the Midwest today, but we will be seeing a frequent occurrence of weather disturbances across the region as we move through the rest of the week and into the weekend. Most of the precipitation that occurs across the region is expected to be relatively light until we get to the end of the weekend and through the first half of next week, when a couple of storm systems may bring rain and snow to a larger portion of the Midwest. The storm systems that occur between now and the first part of next week will not be all that impressive. They will be fairly weak, but they will impact a portion of the region. The first disturbance comes into the region from portions of North Dakota into Minnesota and Wisconsin, eventually expands to the southwest, reaching back into Kansas. Now, most of the precipitation will not be significant in Iowa or Nebraska, even South Dakota. These areas will probably see little to no precipitation of consequence. But we may see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a couple tenths of an inch of moisture in the form of snow in the upper parts of the Midwest. And then that band of precipitation from Kansas into Illinois and parts of Michigan will occur as rain in the southern parts of the region and snow in the north. And this will likely lay down between a tenth and maybe six-tenths of an inch of moisture as the disturbance moves across those areas. And most of that precipitation will likely evolve as we go through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow. As we go through the rest of the day tomorrow, the band of precipitation from Missouri to Michigan will march eastward and show some diminishing return as it moves further to the east, but areas in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, even Kentucky will all see rain and perhaps some snow, with most of the snow occurring in the northern half of the region, and accumulations could run anywhere from 1 to 4 inches, and parts of Michigan, maybe northern Indiana and northern Illinois will likely see the greatest amount of accumulative snow, and some locations could get more than 4 inches. The disturbance will go ahead and head out of the region as we go on into Friday and into early Saturday. The next disturbance to develop will be in the central plains over the course of the weekend. At one time, it looked as though hard red winter wheat country would get a significant amount of moisture from this system, but now it looks like a band of rain and snow will occur in two locations. The first will be mostly a snow event, and it'll occur from western Nebraska into Minnesota and parts of the eastern Dakotas. This band may produce anywhere from 2 to 6 inch accumulations of snow, with some local totals upwards to 10 inches in the upper Midwest. And then a second area of rain, and mostly rain, but changing to a little bit of snow, will occur from parts of Oklahoma and Texas into the heart of the Midwest, and this will occur as we move from Sunday into Monday. Some areas in the Delta and the southeastern U.S. will also see significant amounts of rainfall from both of these systems I've mentioned here, and some of those areas, especially the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin, will likely stay plenty wet over this next week. One last disturbance will form in the central plains as we go into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. It'll move through the lower eastern Midwest and perhaps produce some snowfall from Missouri into Ohio, but this is a week from now and confidence is rather low. Our temperatures across the region here today will likely be, seasonable, I guess, with a slight bit of a cooler bias. Highs will run in the 20s and 30s across the north, 40s and some 50s in the south. In fact, some areas in eastern Kansas may get over 60 degrees today. Tomorrow we'll see 20s and 30s in the north, 40s and 50s in the south, with again a few 60s in southeastern Missouri and southern Illinois. And then the cooler air will overspread the south there as we go into Friday, with highs in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with a few 40s in the south. Low temperatures at night, each of these nights will likely drop into the single digits in the far north and some teens, and we'll likely see the southern areas in the teens and 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.